Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have an abundance of community announcements, especially a lot that are coming up in the next week or so, along with some balita and some news from the Philippines, along from Canada, and one concerning a story about Minnesota Vikings own Cameron Bynum. But in regards to Balita, I'd like to wish my parents a happy anniversary. They'd be celebrating their 50th anniversary today, December the 1st. I'd like to thank them for all the things that they have done, not only for myself and my sister, but for their grandchildren as well. In regards to those community announcements, our first community announcement takes place on Saturday, December the 6th, and that is the Film Minnesotan Association's 49th annual Paskong Filipino, which will be taking place at the St. Joseph Catholic Community Church at 8701 36th Avenue North in New Hope, Minnesota. The festivities are from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And what you can find at this event is a musical nativity, a Filipino lunch, Santa Claus, food, manyuhan, a raffle, and pabitin. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Aleth at 651-216-3338. In regards to our next community announcement, this community announcement will be taking place fairly soon. As I said, many things are coming up quite quickly here in the Filipino American community, and this takes place on December the 9th at the St. Paul Event Center, and this is the second annual Filipino Fiesta hosted by the Bynum Faith Foundation. And for those of you that are not familiar with the Bynum Faith Foundation, is a foundation that was started by Cameron Bynum of the Minnesota Viking, who was of Filipino descent. And this is from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can go to BFFFIESTA2024EventBrite.com. For more information in regards to that event. Our next event takes place on December the 14th, which is a Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that is the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, Pasko sa Nayon. And that will be taking place at the Guardian Angels Church in Oakdale at 8260 4th Street North in Oakdale, Minnesota. Check-in is at 11 and program begins at 11:30. And there you will be able to see such things as door prizes, games, dinner, ugly sweater, and best of elf contest. Santa will also be there. Also, there will be a palenque with a variety of vendors, from food, sweets, delicacies, borol, native outfits, and more. For more information in regards to this, you can contact Lorna at 4308. Once again, you can contact Lorna at 612-232-4308. As we mentioned earlier, Cam Bynum will be having an event. And before that event, they will be taking on the Atlanta Falcons on December the 8th, the day before, at 12 p.m. And on their team, they also have a Filipino-American, a person of Filipino descent on their team, running back Ty Algiers. But we're going to head over to that story about Cam Bynum from the news desk. And this comes from the inquiry.net. As one of the few Filipino-Americans in the National Football League, the 25-year-old Minnesota Vikings safety Cameron Bynum has made it his mission to honor his heritage both on and off the field. Born and raised in Southern California to a third-generation Filipino-American mother, Jennifer Bynum, pride is in his roots, shines through his actions. Off the field, Bynum is making tangible differences through his nonprofit organization, the Bynum Faith Foundation, established with the mission of supporting underserved communities in both the U.S. and in the Philippines. The foundation has taken on numerous initiatives, including food distribution, disaster relief, and youth empowerment through sports. This past July, the foundation extended its kindness to an orphanage in Bebe Liete, in the provinces, providing aid to children in need. The film athlete also held a camp in Manila and Cebu City over the years. Closer to home, Bynum's partnered with the Open Cupboard in Minnesota for their Thanksgiving harvest market restocking, spending his day off helping stocking shelves with fresh food for struggling families. Bynum's efforts in the Philippines have also included rebuilding homes, distributing educational supplies, and organizing American football camps to inspire the youth. On his Instagram highlights, he shares a glimpse of these meaningful outreaches, mostly in the Philippines, showing commitment to uplifting others that matches determination on the field. The film athlete sums up his vision: love like Jesus, be the light to the others, and impact people's lives. Drafted in the fourth round of the 2021 NFL draft, Bynum quickly became a key player for the Vikings, earning a full-time starting role midway through his rookie year. His impact extends beyond the gridiron. In 2022, after a game against the New York Jets, Bynum made highlights by proudly draping the Philippine flag over his shoulders. And right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It's from slew of artists from the Philippines, and the name of this song is Tayo Ang Lagaya. Another quick note about Cameron Bynum and a rookie in the National Basketball Association who is making quite an impact right now, but a basketball player by the name of Jared McCain recently announced that he has some Filipino ancestry. And where this ties into Cam Bynum is Cam Bynum is from Corona, California, and I believe through his sophomore to senior years, he attended Centennial High School in Corona, California. And ironically, Jared McCain, is now a rookie for the Philadelphia 76ers and played at Duke University, also is a resident of Corona, California, and also attended Centennial High School. And for those that might be interested, Jared McCain will be taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves on Tuesday, March the 4th. So maybe if Cam is still in town, maybe these guys can link up at the game. But as we said, we're going to play our first song of the evening. And the name of the song, once again, is Tayo Ang Lagaya Na Isa.
Maraming na siya magpagtitipon-tipo.
Naghilo na sa kalungkutan ang Diyos, pamilya, kaibigan.
Sa pagdiriwang ng Pasko, ang pasasalamatan ay kayo.
Paghahawak-hawak kamay at ating pagdadamayan, nakakarating nasan ka man.
Tayong anghel ng isa't isa, tayo na rin ang mga tala, mga tala.
Tayo ang ligaya ng isa't isa, kayo ang regalo ng ating may kapal.
Biyaya sa buhay, kayong nagmamahal. Salamat sa lalim ng ating pagsasama.
Tayong ligaya.
Da
And that was Tayo Ang Ligaya na Isa Ti Isa. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also heard on the web at kfei.org and by searching the Filipino American National News, and also via Google Play and Apple Store by searching the KFEI app. And our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. But right now, we're going to head over back to the news desk. And this comes from the Kyoto News. Japan plans to provide defense equipment to the Philippines, Indonesia, Mongolia, and Djibouti under its official security assistance to the armed forces of like-minded countries that share its values, a government source said Saturday. The four countries have been designated as recipients of the OSA grant for fiscal 2024 through March next year, with Japan earmarking 5 billion yen, which is equivalent to 33 million in its initial budget for the current fiscal year, the source said. Tokyo launched the OSA in April 2023 to help recipient countries ramp up their defense capabilities amid security concerns like China's growing military assertiveness in the Asian Pacific region. According to the sources, Japan plans to provide the Philippines with radar to help the Southeast Asian country deal with China's expanding military presence in the South China Sea. Philippine vessels have been encountering Beijing repeated aggressive actions in the South China Sea, where there are overlapping territorial claims among countries such as the Philippines and China. China claims sovereignty over almost the entire South China Sea. Last year, the Japanese government decided to provide Manila with coastal surveillance radar system under the new grant aid program. The Philippines has been designated as the OSA's recipient for fiscal 2023, along with Malaysia, Bangladesh, and Fiji. Mongolia, bordering China and Russia, is expected to be given air traffic control equipment, while Indonesia and Djibouti could receive equipment possible vessels to ensure their maritime security, the sources said. And our last story of the evening comes from our friends in Winnipeg. And this comes from the CBC.ca. More is more when it comes to Christmas decorations. That's the unofficial mantra inside and outside of homes of Winnipeggers Juliet Dayaring Francisco. Her North Winnipeg front yard is festooned with twinkling reindeer, Christmas trees, stars, wreaths, and ribbons. A Santa inflatable share yard space with a large-scale electric nativity scene with the glowing Joseph, Mary, and baby Jesus. In a word, wow. Inside, the plentiful decorations continue with a Christmas tree loaded with 60-plus ornaments and a mini ceramic Christmas village that occupies half her living room. Spinning the ceramic skater takes a turn on a decorative pond. Mini carolers stand on a sidewalk, and villagers' homes are lit up to festooned with evergreen boughs. Santa of various sizes and descriptions also adorn the room. Red, gold, glitter, and twinkling lights abound, a glowing nativity scene complete the decor. I feel very, very great with the joy in my heart, Francisco said of her passion for Christmas decorating. The decoration and lights also remind people of the reason for the season, she said. Christmas is love, because in love you can give everything you can and share your blessings, that you'll be reminded of the birth of Christ and you will be good to people. Francisco said, the elaborate and extensive Yuletide decorating is a Filipino tradition that often starts in September. Her niece Juliet also agreed. We do a lot of big, big things, so I think it's important for our other cultures to see that, for them to learn what we do and what we believe in and our spirit for it, she said, who helps with decorating. Francisco's story is subject of a new short 3-minute documentary by the students at CREATE programs at Sisler High School in collaboration with the CBC Manitoba. Sisler's post-high program trains students in the creative digital arts, including filmmaking. that is it from our news desk. And we're going to end the show with potentially two songs, the first of which is Pascosa Pinas by Ying Constantino. And we will play a little bit of an excerpt from Miss Sharon Cuneta with Miss Kita Kong Christmas. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Nadarama ko na ang lamig ng hangin, naririnig ko pa maliliit na tinig, may dalang tansang pinagsama-sama't ginawang tamburin ang mga parol ng bawat tahanay nagniningning. Iba
I'm not afraid to die. Now is a performance and an awards ceremony honoring the contributions of a generation who helped build the Black Arts Movement and have left a distinct impact on the artistic culture of cities in the Upper Midwest. The event will honor Donald and Faye Washington, Jean Ann Durratis, Babatunde Lee, Douglas R. Ewart, Janice Lane Ewart, Setu Jones, Carolyn Holbrook, Takumba Aiken, and Louis Alamayu. Hosted by Tish Jones, featuring performances by drummer Kevin Washington, flutist Nicole Mitchell, and poet Louis Alamayu. Tickets for Flowers Now can be found at the Cedar Cultural Center website. Visit thecedar.org for more details.
This is Fox, and if you're hearing me, you're listening to KFAI. Tell your friends. I'm going to tell mine.